Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 18th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about threats by Zimbabwe's president to punish human rights activists and other issues.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's utterances that Zimbabwe will punish human rights activists and the retirement of some army generals.
President Mnangagwa says his government will punish human rights activists, including doctors and lawyers who are believed to have assisted protesters in any way who staged public protests over the high cost of living in Zimbabwe in January this year. Doctors treated the injured, while some lawyers took care of people who were arrested following nationwide protests.
We will also focus on Mnangagwa's move to retire four generals, and that is Major General Douglas Nikayaramba, Major General Martin Chedondo, Air Vice Marshal Shepa Shumba Yawonda, and Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. Major General Sanyatwe, who led the Presidential Guard, told an inquiry into last year's post-election violence that one of his soldiers caught on video shooting into a crowd was firing into the air at a 45-degree angle.
Major General Nikayaramba has openly declared that he is a ZANU-PF activist. Their retirement come at a time when Vice President retired General Constantino Chiwenga, who is believed to be the brains behind Mnangagwa's rise to power, is hospitalized in India for an undisclosed ailment.
And in another development, Tendai Biti of the MTC led by Nelson Chamisa was fined $200 for prematurely announcing election results last year.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yeah, ndingalithola njani zulukandaba namhlanje siyahlangana ku Live Talk. Lapho sikhuluma khona ngendaba ezingani zimqoto kwele Zimbabwe khona ngale, kumbe ngithi zimqoka kwele Zimbabwe. Lapho ke sikhuluma ngokukhulunywe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ukade kukhuluma sibile sithi labo bantu ukhanyazani bancedisa labo ababejengisela emgwaqweni kumele bejeziswe. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngamadokotela kuzobuya abalwela ilungelo likaZulu abangani bayenza okuthiyeneyo. Lapha ke kuguqela njalo amagqwetha. So ke sizwe ke umongameli Mnangagwa ekhuluma emhlanganweni awezileyo eralini esithi ya kumele sibile kuthathwe amanyathelo ongazana nzima. Ye, kuzobuya ke siyaphinda sikhulume ngokwenziwe umongameli namhlanje osetheke sokumele abanye o-general baye zihlalela ngkhaya, kodwa kabasuze beyehlala ngkhaya ukuthi baya ezindlini kukhanya ngazani ke bazahamba baye kwamanye amazwe lapha bamela khona ilizwe leZimbabwe. So ke kukhanya ngazani baba ngama-diplomats. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke uthi thini ngokususwa esikhundleni kwa-Major General Douglas Nikayaramba. Samkhumbula uNikayaramba sibili wathi yena usekela ibandla leZANU-PF. Kuzobuya ke uMajor General Martin Chitondo kanye lo Air Marshal Shepa Shumba Yawonda kanye lo Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. Sanyatwe lisakhumbula laphana ke isotsha lesithi lakhanya lidubula abantu. Yena wasesithi isotsha leliyana kwakukhanya ngazani alidubuli bantu, kodwa ke kwakukhanya ukuthi umbhobho ukhombele ebantwini. Kusenziwa inquiry liyana kaMotlanthe lisakhumbula sibili. So ke ulayo sekuthiwa hayi hamba ngkhaya ndoda. Kodwa ke kwenzakala konke lokhu u-retired general ongu-vice president uKonstantino Chiwenga kuzwakala ke ese-India khona ngale lapho ayelatsho khona asikwazi dubula kwini. wandi kunjalo kufuji
ndiripo duwe nasi tinoko kuchanga nzai ni mfaro mchi rongwa chedi che live talk tiri kutarisa zinuzirikitika Muzimbabwe tishitasa zikutu sei zaka taurwa nesu kutaurwa ni mtunga miru enyika wa Emmerson Mnangagwa awo wabulisa mashu kukuti wanwese wakabatira vanu panguva yekuratidzira masvondo mashomana nafura vacharangwa nehurumende yavo izvi zvinotevera kubatsirwa kwakaitwa vanhu kana kuti kubatsira kwakaita mamwe vanachiremba nemamwe magweta vachibatsira vanhu vakanga vashungurudzwa panguva yekuratidzira. Saka mutungamiri wenyika unoda kuti vanachiremba yavavo namagweta yavayo varangwe kuti vakabatsirire vanhu panguva iyoyoyo. Chimwe zvayo chatoda kuti titarise ku atisi kuzva kuti tingati kuregeswa basa here kana kuti kupiridzikwa pamabasa kwaitwa majeneral anosvika mana anotarisirwa kuti vachapiwa zvimwe zvinzvimbo kunze kwebasa ravanga vachiita mumauto. Majeneral vanosanganisira General Douglas yanyika yaramba, Major General Martin Chedondo, Air Vice Marshal Sheva Shumba Yaonda na Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. Ndo vanzi vachakwiridzirwa kana kuti vabviswa kumauto numutungamiri wenyika. Tichatarisa zvekare zvaitika kuna vatenda ibiti nhasi ava vanonzi vakwanikwa vaine mhosva yokutaura zvakabuda musarudzo nguva isati yasvika uyezve vasina mvumo, vakanzi vabvisiswe mari inoita madhora mazana maviri. Saka tichakange tichitarisavo nenyaya iyoyo. Ndoda kukuyeudzidza zvekare kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubuda live pa Facebook pages yedu VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona ne VOA Ndevele. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi sekutaura kwatamboita, tifonereka kuti tumireiwo message pa namba dzeWhatsApp dzinoti 001 202 619 2077. Isu tigokufonerai mugotitaurirawo zvamunofunga.
Yes, I think our first guest is Mr. Charles Mutsekwa. Mr. Charles Mutsekwa is with the MTC Alliance. Mr. Mutsekwa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you and thank you.
Thank you so much. And what can you say about the utterances of Mr. Mnangagwa's utterances? Actually, we are told that he said, those people who actually assisted in any way protesters should be punished. You know, here we're talking about doctors and human rights lawyers.
Look, there is one thing that is becoming so prominent with Emmerson Mnangagwa at the moment, that he's now familiar for speaking completely out of step. And you begin to wonder whether the man is still okay. Because firstly, these are good Samaritans who came to the rescue of people who had been punished by his own government. And for him to turn around and then blame the good Samaritans, you can't imagine. You can't imagine what he's talking about.
And in any way, do you have? Let me put it this way: when it comes to some of those issues, and the MTC Alliance is actually listening, are you not the targets? In this case.
Sorry, are we not
the targets? Are you not being targeted by the president and his government? Instead of him pointing out that doctors and human rights lawyers are to blame for some of these things, is the target not MDC?
Well, it doesn't matter. We have always been. We are his main challenger. We won the elections last year. So naturally, we are number one enemy to him. So we have stopped worrying about that at the moment. But we get worried. If he's targeting us as politicians, we are ready for it. So this is the reason why we went into this game. We are ready for it. We have got hard heads put on because we know the kind of a person we are dealing with. But he must leave good Samaritans alone. He must, in actual fact, be thanking the good Samaritans if indeed he is in government.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wande. Do you have a question for him?
Kana makatarisa nyaya e ma general aya mana anonzi abva ku ari kubviswa ku army kuda pamwe vachapiwa zvinzvimbo mabasa murumende chamunoona chiri kuitika pachi
zvandinoona zvakawanda
eh
chekutanga ndechekuti zviri so obvious kuti ma generals are in the first place wakaitwa overpromote. In other words, what I'm saying there kuti one wakapromotwa pasina vacancies. Ndechekutanga. Chechipiri ndechekuti vana Munangagwa ne hurumende yavo washaya kuchiona manje kuti vanoaita se. There are various other things. One, if you look at my generals angari kunzi aitwa retire but varida kupostiwa ku foreign affairs. You begin to say to yourself, foreign affairs, natural, they are foreign affairs, you know, because what else are they going to be doing in foreign affairs, apart from being diplomats? But if you look at Wananya Nikayaramba, Wanasanyatwe, Wana, all those other Ningiriki, they are far away from being diplomats. So what are they going to be doing for foreign affairs, watch?
Mataura mchiti pakaitwa promotion pasina mabasa munoreveka mchidaro
nekuti mu defense forces mune inonzi establishment saka usati wapiwa rengi itsva unofanira kunga uruzikana kuti zvatakupa rengi iyi uchanonosenza papi saka zvinoita vanhu vezanu PF wanongo promota vanhu nekuti vari kuda they're desperate nekuda kuona support kubva kumilitary kubva kudefense forces saka kungopiwa marengi but kana wazopiwa rengi kuti manje rengi yako unoisenzesa papi pacho ndepapi basa raunoita nderipi what is your correct appointment in other words vanhu vari kupromotwa but without corresponding appointments
asi imimi munofungei nekuwanda kuri kuita vemauto muhurumende
kudai kwanga kuri kuti mauto aya ini ndiri muuto kai asi kudai kwanga kuri kuti mauto aya anopiwa zvine kukodzera kwavakaita zvinhu zvavo neunyanzi hwavo tingadai tichiti dzimweni dzenguva vanhu avo vari kuya kunobatsira kuti hurumende ifambe zvakanaka chiri kutinetsa ndechekuti mauto aya vari kupinda muhurumende ava chiri kuvanetsa ndechekuti vanhu vari kuendeswa kwavasina unyanzi nawo saka zvinotiita wari kuti zvinotaura kuti chii yamilitary government
aiwa vamuchekwa murambe muri ipapo tiri kudzoka kwamuri muchinguva chishomanana Dube yes Mr. Muchekwa says that his concern mostly has to do with the promotion where there are no vacancies in existence. And he is also worried about the issue of just random promotions where military people are taken and given jobs in areas in which they don't have any expertise. So those are the two concerns that he is talking about.
Yes, and then on Facebook we've got so many people that are actually watching us right now, and they include Mthandeni Mkobisi Chibale uti lami ngibukele ke mfowethu Dube uzobuya njalo uLesidi Moleya uti sikhona lapha sebotshwa kumbe zama ukuthi kwela Botswana uzobuya ke uBusani Mbuso Ntini uti lami ngibukele Dube Abraham Ncube polite kwakuba Maphosa Sehli Majamela Ngeleza la uti ngikhona khona besitikini kuzobuya ke kuVOA Studio 7 kulo bantu abanjengoBoaz Jaguru who's in Haveron, then Stanley Tizora, Noel Maphosa, uti sonke I'm watching you guys live. Then kuzobuya uThando Ntokozo uti lami ngikhona. So ke siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi likhona khona festikini. Kuthi lesiyele phela ukuthi likubona njani kwenzakala eZimbabwe lifake le nombolo zenu khonapha kwenza ukuthi siqoqene sibanengi. Ngiyabona sibili liyangena sibili stikini. Now going back to Mr. Mutsekwa. So Mr. Mutsekwa, the promotion of these guys or promotion or demotion of these guys, you know, They are literally going out there in the world to actually represent Zimbabwe. But if you look at Major General Douglas Nkaharamba, he has been in the army and has been very controversial in terms of what he has been uttering. And, you know, at one stage, he said he was a ZANU-PF activist, yet he was in the army. When you look at Sanyatwe, you know, you still remember the fiasco over the shooting of people in Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, will these people make an impact in terms of the re-engagement policy that Mr. Mnangagwa has embarked upon? Are you there, Mr. Msekwa?
We are confronted with. Mm-hmm. Firstly, if you have got to transfer or promote or post people to foreign affairs, those people must be diplomats. And diplomats, as the word says. Now, if you look around those generals that have been retired and are going to be posted into foreign affairs, mm-hmm. none of them would ever be called a diplomat. Firstly, you talk about Major General Nkaharamba. Mm-hmm. It's common knowledge here in Zimbabwe that apart from him interfering with operations of the civilian sector whilst he was still in the army, mm-hmm. he is one person actually who failed to be on the side of the people here in Zimbabwe. That's one person who is properly ZANU-nized, that he has got no respect whatsoever in the international community. So how do you then pose that kind of a person to be a diplomat? Mm-hmm. You know, and correctly, as you also mentioned, you know, President Mnangagwa has been on the loudest voice ever to say to everybody who care to listen that he's on the diplomatic offensive and he wants to make sure that he engages the international community. You don't really engage when you're using people like Wadani Kayaramba because you're wasting everybody's time. The same thing goes for Major General Sanyatwe. You know, I loved Major General Sanyatwe appeared before the Monsanto Commission, which was investigating the goings-on of 1 August last year, you know, the shooting that took place here in Harare, in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know one thing that he said that surprised everybody? That time he was still a brigadier, and the brigadier is a high-ranking officer. And do you know what he said?
Mm-hmm.
He testified under oath and he said that if a soldier wants to shoot in the air, well, you take a kneeling position. Now, everybody knows that's nonsense. You know, from basic training, and I'm mm-hmm. a soldier, from basic training, you know if you want to shoot in the air, you stand up instead. Mm-hmm. If you kneel, all you're doing is you're targeting a person, you're targeting somebody who is also fairly close to yourself. So mm-hmm. that's a major general now, who now, after having gained that kind of notoriety, or rather, after having given that kind of evidence before a commission, a serious commission, and then you pose that person, you wanted that person to represent the country
mm-hmm.
as a diplomat, you need to choose your best foot that you put forward. These people are not material for that.
Thank you so much, and hold on there. I think we've got 2 callers. Let's go over the callers very quickly. We've got Vusumuz Kuboni. Hey, Baba, Vusumuz Kunjan.
Umema mo ama sanctions ngoba manje bonke laba abantu abasemajele athi bebhikisha lapho ngaphandle kusho ukuthi amazomhlaba asuke ebhekile ukuthi lezi zinto zonke zenzakala kanjani nangendlela aluthethe ngayo lolu daba yabona.
So
ngoba
yeah, come
nala abantu abaditayisile lapho abangamasotsha itabamela izimbabwe ngaphandle ngoba laba abantu bangamasotsha okuqala and futhi angicabanga ukuthi lo msebenzi bawufundele kahle kahle bayamane bakhishwa nje laphana ngenxa yinto zokuthi batshele ukuthi bazokwenzani kodwa angicabanga ukuthi ngabantu mpela bayifundele lo msebenzi wokuba ngamangisi.
So wena uthi bona bazombhobha kuphela?
Hayi, angicabangi ukuthi khona ngoba angithi umuntu uma ezoba yinxusa sibakhona izifundo azaziwa, hayi ukuthi uvesane ukhishwe nje ku-ami uvesane ungene ebunyuseni. Ayi, angicabanga ukuthi kumqondo omuhle fana.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke mfowethu. Sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikatshana ume kancane. Sizama ukuthi sitshele abantu ukuthi uthini. So what Mr. Maseko is saying is that these generals are not too trained or well trained to actually represent Zimbabwe in diplomatic circles.
Mm-hmm.
So he says at the end of the day it may be just a misfit for them to go out there and represent Zimbabwe. So ekugcineni ke baba Maseko ubona ngazani pho kumele kuyekelwe yini ukuthi bathunyezwe abantu lapho lapha bakhona.
Ukuthi banjani?
Ukuthi bahambe lapho kumele bayekhona. Ukuthi bayemele ilizwe leZimbabwe.
Hayi, angicabangi ukuthi bekufanele ukuthi kukhitshwe. Ikakhulukazi njengoba manje njengoba sibhekene nje ukuthi ama-sanctions azozosayina futhi ukuthi kube nabantu abangena kuma-sanctions. Babuye futhi baletha amanye amasotsha kwamanye amazwe. Kuye kusho ukuthi nje laphana nje kusuke kuwukuthi nje baqhube i-agenda ye-politics. Akukho nje ukuthi kusuke kumele kabi ibizwe ngempela. So ikhutha nje i-agenda ye-politics. Angicabangi ukuthi ikhona into abasazoyisa. Nokuthi nje bathole nje into abangazenza nalokuthi nje benze isiqiniseko sokuthi akekho umuntu ophuma endleleni kuzamphiwa ephathini. Kodwa angicabangi ukuthi kuwumqondo omuhle ngoba ngempela lento esibhekane nayo sibhekane nenkinga enkulu manje amasotsha nakhona nasezikhundleni uma ngabe lokhu kungena amasotsha kuphuma amasotsha ngalo kuvela. Lokho nje kungahambi kahle ngoba manje abawufundeli lo msebenzi ngoba manje bathathe nje bathathe bafakele ukuthi ngabe baqale mhlawumbe baretire kwaba yisikhathi eside kwayimali besebebakhipha.
Yesbona kunaphakathi. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Sibongela kakhulu baba Maseko. Yes, well, so we've got Joe Bernard and Mr. Richard Moyo. So start with Joe Bernard.
Yeah, Mkoma Bernard Magadigo.
I want to know what I should say.
Murikupi?
Murikupi, but I'm Francis Town.
Muriku Francis Town. It's about 3 years ago, and you're going to be a new person. Mm-hmm. It's a very
good day. Ihurumende yakararamira mune zvinhu zvine utsotsi kubva kwese kutanga kwayo kusvika pairi nhasi. Ngatitarisei kuita kwemasoja aya kubva 1983 kusvika 87.
Taura yanyu.
Tichitarisa nhoroondo yedu kubva 1983 kusvika 87. Kushungurudzwa kwevanhu vanotaura chirudzi chechindevele vari mukati mebato rezapu. Uyezve tingati ivo vamunangagwa ndiyo nyakuronga umunhu ese uyu kuitwa kwawo kubva 83 kusvika 87. Ivava mamwe magenerals acho ati kutaura nezvavo akanga aripo futi arimo achipara mhosva panguva iyoyo. Tobva ipapo 2008 tese takazoona vachiwenga vavo vari mukuru wemauto vachitaura kuti handimbofa ndakasaruta vatsvangirai ani mazona kubudikidza vamunangagwa vataura kuti zoni pamavhoti akanga avhotwa kwaidiwa 50+1. Saka tinotaura tichiti hurumende yamunangagwa nemasoja vanhu vamwe chete, vanhu vakabatana, uyezve vanhu ava havambofa vakaregedza tsika yavo. Tochitaura kuenda kwavo kwavari kuda kuzoita kunzi vava kuda kunoitwa kuti vashandire vari semadiplomasi. Hapana chinhu chiri diplomatiki pamusoro pevarume ana Sanyatwe, nyika yaramba naana Chedondo. Hapana chinozivikanwa nevakuri vava ende uyezve nemabasa ese avakabata vari munomu pakupfurwa kwevanhu pagore rakapera muna First Officer. Vasanyatwe vakabuda patv apa vachitaura vachiti ivo musoja akanga akapfugama aida kupfuura 45 degrees angle. Iri nyondo zvoti kuve vanotaura vachiti 45 degrees yengo tinoziva kuti kana futi ikapfuura hairambi yakamaintaina position yainoramba iri, inoramba ichidi, inoramba ichidzika pasi. Saka ndiri kuti vakura vakavava tiri kutambisirwa nguva yedu, hapana chinozivikanwa. Vanhu vari kuda kubviswa kumauto, vari kuda kuzodzoswa kuti vachinyatsopinda full time mupolitics chaizvezvi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Yes, he's making observations that ZANU PF has always been against the Vele-speaking people, and he gave the indication of ZAPU, for example. But his point that he's trying to bring to the fore is that all these generals were in the military, were in the army when the Gukurahundi fiasco, the massacre was committed. So you know he doesn't expect anything better from them because they already have shown their full colors, and he's not amused about this transfer of the military into civilian positions. So that is his point now.
I think we have to announce that we actually invited ZANU-PF officials to, you know, join us today, but the numbers are not going through. I think maybe the numbers are having some challenges. Hopefully we are going to get them, right?
I wonder if it's deliberate. They don't seem to be very forthcoming to explain some of the positions.
Yeah, let's hope we are going to get them. Yeah.
Yes, let's hope so.
Yes. We've got Richard Moyo. Can you take him?
Makadi Nikova Moyo, Reverend Pastor Moyo.
Sanona ninjani?
Ai watiripo magade enyu.
Awas kona.
Yeah, akutsho baba. Yeah, akutsho baba kuti.
Oh, ngingathanda ukukhuluma namhlanje.
Yeah, so wena ubona njani konoku okuthwa ama generals lawa ase retireiwe. So kumele bayamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe.
The way ngibona ngakhona ne baba Dube. Kune plan lana the way ngibona ngakhona ubaba u president une I think kuna abanye abantu bamtshelile ukuthi the way kungakhona mawufuthi wena uzuze lapha esihlalweni ukuso lesi kufanele ukhipha abanye izinduna lezi amasonja amakhulu uzinikeze mhlambe eminye imisebenzi. So the way kungakhona la izinduna zamasoja ungathi ziyajabula ukuthi sesinikeze omunye umsebenzi, mara the way ngibona ngakhona ungathi kune plan inova idraft bayidlalele lapho ukuthi thana abantu abalabo maba bayeka ukuhamba ngokuhamba the way ngibona ngakhona ilizwe liyenza ngakhona ngibo abalabo bazokhona ukuba ninye plan the way kuyenzekile kusikhathi lesa saka o president ubaba Mugabe. So that's why ubona ngakukhona ukuthi banyikeza laba athi ba retire sibanyikeze bakhambe bayosebenza kunabanye amazwe njengama ambassador uhlakaniphile ukuthi uzonyikeza abanye abatsha amasonja amanye amatsha ukuthi azile izinduna ngithi basesebambile labo. So ma umuntu ma angena esihlalweni ma asalambile angeke uzoyenza the way upresident afuna. So sokuthi labo baba bangajabula ukuthi sokuthi sinezinye isihlalo even imindeni yabo ukuthi ziyakuphikuphi, mara the way kungakhona kune plan the way ubona ngakhona upresident une plan kuna abantu bamujelile no ma the way kungakhona elizweni ubona amasosha ayenza so kufanele ukhiphe izinduna zakhona ezinkulu mawazikhipha uzinikeze eminye imisebenzi ende even alapho babafaka khona angeke basurvive banosebenza maybe isikhashana, mara the way kungakhona bafuna ukunikeza abanye la batsha ukuthi bakhone ukumsupporta bakhone ukujamana esongesikhathi iyo ngibona ngakhona. And futhi enye into upresident sala khuluma athi into le yenzekile ukuthi abantu bangena esitatweni njalo iplan yokuthi bakhona bafuna ukumkhipha esihlalweni the way ngibona ngakhona SID ni vele ukhulumile iqiniso ngenxa yokuthi the way abantu bakho banjengisele esitatweni vele abantu bathi intengo seyadura njalo mara uba right ngenxa yokuthi vele abantu the way bakwathile ngakhona the way bangona ngakhona abantu abaningi abasafoni ngenxa yokuthi abanye abantu abaningi abana izimoto njalo banongenela khonoko, mara the way akhulumile ngakho ngendifana leyo ukuthi abantu vele bafuna umgethi le iqiniso indifana leyo.
Siyabonga kakhulu kuye baba Moyo, wathi nakusasa ba
siyathokoza kakhulu uNkulunkulu abe nani lapho
nabalala.
And futhi into yokugcina wena ngingakakhambi baba ngifuna ukutshela izizalwane zeZimbabwe lo mhasho lo lapho bakhona sazi ukuthi isikhathi lesi imvula yana khulukhulu lana ku-South Africa eLimpopo laphaya sithi kunabantu baseZimbabwe bacaphele umfula lo yaLimpopo ugcwele khulu amalanga la abantu bayo bangacross umfula bayeke kancane ma wangana ama-passport bangakhambi izindawo efana nasedite esikwalakwala nalapho kubatsho komafofu komamamaria njalo
naboda
pass umfula ugcwele khulu. Siyathokoza khulu uNkulunkulu abe nani kunabalaleli bonke. Amen.
Sibonga kakhulu ke mfundisi ungathi nakusasa. So,
thank you so much.
So, Pastor or Umfundis is saying a lot about you know the mistrust that exists maybe between Mr. Mnangagwa and his generals. So he says maybe it's a way to preempt some kind of something that was, you know, being cooked behind the scenes.
Mm.
Maybe something to do with the coup or, you know, or maybe to neutralize these generals. In a way, he says these generals may not survive for a long time outside the army.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they may have been very active and doing a lot of stuff, but now when they're out there, they'll be a little bit neutralized.
Mm.
So he says maybe Mnangagwa will bring in some yes men. You know, new generals cannot not always think of other things except that, their positions. Yeah,
that's what I'm getting here from from Mr. Muzimube. We're saying that all this that we are seeing is just preparation in case Chiwenga and Siusiso Moyo step aside in some way or other, and that all the junta is being retired into government political positions to keep Zimbabwe under a transitional leadership. He says that we must remember that these were General Siusiso Moyo's first words when he took over as Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Yes, so
people are looking at this and giving totally varied interpretations of these actions that we are witnessing from the government these days.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Wandi. So we've got Tembani Jiani lapake ku Facebook, Palacity, Zimbabwe ngeke ilunge ngendlela okufakwa ngayo amasotsha kuhulumende. Awukho umehluko abazawenza, ikufakana nje ukuthi bengalambi. Ubusani Mbuso Ntini says, one will assume these generals will be posted to countries already friendly to Zimbabwe, that is Russia, China, Belarus and others. So that is according to Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini. Then umnumzana JP TK Jabulani Tandega, ulishema kakhulu okwenziwa ngumongameli, kakwazi ke akwenzayo. Yes, so siyabazwa abantu bakhuluma. Do you have any person there who has commented?
Yeah, we have Hamilton Chida, who says a soldier shoots in any direction from any stance. He is not clear as to what exactly he is referring to. And Faith Cutler says that this says a lot about Mnangagwa's disastrous term as president of Zimbabwe. Then Gages Muta says, changing diplomats without changing the behavior will take the country nowhere. ED killed civilians. Oh my goodness. He is guilty of human slaughter and not respecting human rights.
So maybe we can also include the word alleged.
Alleged, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Then Brian Mshanduri says Mukuru Wedu Awe Kurasika Kubatsira Vaka Shungurudzwa Pakuratizira Paka Itika Akuna Kuipa Mashoko Mukuru Wedu Aripachena Kutihani Neko Zero Zevanu. Brian here is concerned about the vindictiveness apparently of the head of state who wants to punish those people, the doctors and the lawyers who assisted the people who were facing an emergency during those demonstrations.
Yes, and then we've got Frank Lemp who says Zimbabwe is going nowhere as a country. The international community is doing nothing to help poor Zimbabweans who are being mistreated by the ED government. Then we've got Rapsek Chimera, who says, I'm watching you from Tete Province in Mozambique. Then Manimanzi says, I'm watching you live, guys. Keep up the good work that you're doing. You'll be rewarded one day. Thank you so much, Manimanzi. Then Emmanuel Nyakonda says, ET is totally clueless in terms of what he's doing. And then we've got our third guest, or that is second guest, right? That is Chief Chirandu, a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army. Chief Chirandu, welcome to the program. Thank you so much, Mr. Wande.
Magadi niko Chirandu.
Ah, ndiwe, tukandeni.
Nawa tirinani izi. Tibatsirewo nepfungwa dzenyu munozviona sei?
It's quite appalling. When I read about this in the afternoon, I only asked myself with you, where exactly are we going? What's wrong with the leadership, if we have any? Because basically, if you look at the people that are said to have been retired in order to take up diplomatic roles, let me start with the Anselm, Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. We all know that he is popularly known as the 45-degree angle Major General. He presided, he ordered and presided over the tragic killing, shooting of defenseless civilians on the 1st of August 2018. And we see such an appointment being made by somebody who believes it is been easy, sober senses to make such appointments for four generals, probably retired for some reason. I don't know whether it is a real retirement or not, or it's just a smoke screen. I'm not sure. Basically, I want to start with the definition of a diplomat. Right? A diplomat is somebody who can be sensitive in dealing with others and who can achieve peaceful resolutions and facilitate discussion. A person who doesn't take sides in a fight and who instead helps others to resolve their differences as an example of someone who is diplomatic. But if you look at this Anselm, he defended during that commission. We understand there was a commission which was instituted after the killing of civilians on the 1st of August 2018. He was so determined to try to defend the actions of the soldiers who killed people, civilians, defenseless civilians, hapless civilians, and he wanted to justify the actions so taken by the soldiers in a way that would probably exonerate their actions. You know, it's really bad. It's really bad. You spoke of 45 degrees, where the soldiers are firing at 45 degrees, which is not true anyway. We know we've been in the system. There is no reason. There was no way the civilians could have been shot right in the back when soldiers were firing in the air, maybe at 45 degrees. That was a fact. That was a mockery. But we see today somebody being said to have been retired in order to take up a role as a diplomat. This is a shame. We also let me talk also. The second one I want to talk about is Douglas Ngaramba, Major General Douglas Ngaramba. We all know in 2002, he helped the MPLA to claim the power. He helped to win the elections in 2002. If you all remember, he was said to have been retired by that time in 2002, when he was the chief elections officer of EFC, the Electoral Supervisory Commission, then, before he became Benki. So he was the chief elections officer, where he then worked hand in glove with others like Utuile Silaigwana to rig elections in 2002 in order to keep the NPF in power. And today we are saying we have the people in the former Douglas Ngaramba. This is a pity. We don't know where we are going. I think we have lost our moral compass completely, especially when we talk about the president himself and even the vice president and whoever is involved in the appointment of such people.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to talk about Martin Chedondo, the third one, Major General Martin Chedondo. I don't know much about this Martin Chedondo. He has been on the quiet side of things, but all I know is that, well, I know you know the Sangoma, used to consult because he's a Sangoma. Anyway, we cannot really talk much about this. Then we have Vice Marshal Shumba Yaonda. I don't know much about this, but his only fault or his only case is the fact that he is part of the bandwagon. He is a member of a rogue system. That's the only way I can say he's also vicariously liable for all the ills that are going on in our country.
Now looking at the retirement of these generals and their pending deployment to some nations, so are soldiers actually trained in diplomacy, or these ones are going to get some kind of reorientation? So, but are they going to do a good job? Or, you know, if you are trained to be a diplomat, you can naturally do sometimes a good job even if you're a soldier, right?
It would happen. Yes, it is very possible, you know, because our training involves a lot of things, you know, and the diplomacy is also part of it. Mm-hmm. But basically, we are looking at a different a different scenario altogether, where our system, our military is not professional. Because somebody, a diplomat is somebody who is a professional. Mm-hmm. But we are looking at an army, a military organization, a defense force, which is very unprofessional, which is not impartial. People who are not really there to stand for, you know, to defend the nation, to defend the civilians, because the role of a military person is to defend the country and the people. You know, because you can't just defend the country that doesn't have people. The people are the ones that constitute the country. You know, so if you are not in a position to know your role, first and foremost, as a military officer, then you are appointed as a diplomat. Well, that doesn't work at all, because what has to come first is professionalism. But we don't have professionalism in our defense force.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, this is misplaced, totally misplaced. We cannot expect them to discharge proper duties of diplomacy in that capacity, looking at the fact that they are themselves not professional.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller, maybe, or we've got Mr. Clement Moyo, a human rights activist. He's based in Bulawayo. Baba Moyo, kunjan? Hello, Mr. Moyo?
Yeah, nyakuzo tu.
Yeah, Baba Moyo, ngafuna kuluma kunokuye okunywe ngubaba umnangagwa. Ote kumele kujeziswe abantu abanjengani phela okukhanya ngani lalichochozela ababechengisela. So uthi kona ukuthi lalibanceda ngakho ikuchochozela phela akuphendule kolapho
angikholo ukuthi awukwanisa lokho maye safuna ukubusa leli lizwe angikholo. Ngiyabona laphana nje bezama ukuthokozisa abantu bemarandini emareserve, into yokukhulumela abantu abangakazi umthetho, abangakafundiswa kuhle ngamalungelo abo lawana labantu, yibo abangakulaleli ukuthi ukhulumane ebantwini. Sisilo abangqondo, that is nonsense. You just can't do that. We are too many. It's just too many of us.
So
and people, abantu bazondile la. Abantu guys, ukuthi bazondele yena, bazondele ilizwe ukuthi kalimanga kuhle. Balokhe bemnenga ukuthi ngenza into efaneleyo. Akafuni ukwenza le nto efaneleyo. Ugijimisana nabantu, uza kwazi njani ukuthi lo nguyowenza lokhu, lo nguyowenza lokhu? Akwenzakali lokho. It's not possible.
So kodwa ke
angeke avela kukwanise lokho.
Ye, kodwa kwethusela khona kuphela kuJohn kini. Yeah.
Yena nguye kumele abekwazi ukuthi kungaba yikugcina kokubusa kwakhe.
Ujongani kolapho?
Ngoba sizakwenza umvukela. Umvukela uzaba khona lapha duwela. Ayisikuthi kufuna kwabantu, kodwa ukuhlukuluzwa sokube kakhulu kuningi kakhulu. Abantu sebediniwe, abantu balenjala, izimali ziphelile, zihambile nje. Abantu basebenzela amahhala, basebenzela izimali zikhotha ilebha yayikhothwa nge-wave ye-US dollar, kwatshintsha kwangena ishebhondi, ibhondi langikhona labeye labulawa. Abantu banambile, abantu bazondile, ilungelo labo lichaphazwe la njalo. Abantu babulewe lapha bedutshulwe, akunanto ayizamayo. Kanti laba babulala abantu-ke bazazibabutshenini, abazakali kazi. Ugijimela abantu ongazakali ukuthi balamacala ngeqiniso, khathi kutshela abantu ukuthi demonstrator kulicala. Akunamuntu owathuma umuntu ukuthi kayetshontsha, kakho umuntu owathuma umuntu kayetshontsha. Izigezi ngalazo zangenela khonapho zathola kunjalo, abantu ngabevele belambile basebesona. Kodwa ukuthi bathunywa ngumuntu sibili, i-political party kumbe i-organization yamalungelo lawo ngamanga. Njalo umthetho uthi umuntu angaze abulale 200 people uvunyelwe ukumelwa ligqwethe ekhothi.
Yes, siyakuzwa Moyo. Sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungakajaumele
azabonakala ukuthi ulecala, ayikhona ukuphonga ukuthi ulecala enqiwula manga uyambambela nje. Wakubona ngaphi khonokho? Kambe yena umuntu omdala sikulobusa ilizwe angama phambi kwabantu akhuluma into enjani? Lana ngamanjwane lawa.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Moyo. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungakajana. So what Mr. Moyo is saying is that you know, those are empty threats that are being made by the president. He says, you know, if he pushes people too far, Zimbabwe may be soon ungovernable. So he says people have endured a lot of, you know, beatings. People have been suffering a lot. And telling people to protest is not a crime, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
Constitutionally, he says people are allowed to stage protests.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you know what, it's enough and people don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, he says, how about those people who actually killed protesters? What has happened to the killers? You know, I think that's a big question.
It is a big question.
Now we've got a caller. I think let's go for the caller.
Makadi ne yipari nari apo. Hello.
Hey,
what is nani isu? Chiriku chara nani uya murikubi? Yeah. Tima chire wuna nifungwa zenyu pa ne nyaya za chiriku chara.
Immigration ya ED. Wakatora wa chiti was in constant contact with the general. Antiku nisasa, antiku tawa. So, in return, my generals are anodavo a reward. Already, laki wenga wakatu wana reward ya. Wakamu ni vice president. So, my generals are sara. Ndiyo aliku reward wawo. Nimaba, nima posta wa muru kuona wanzi wa ite matipionika. Otherwise, amugu wani kutora mnagata sa lanyika ya ramba. Mwende wa teaching the eminent Miri ambassador muri ku Britain. Azigoni. Walgo nangu chitu wako daku daku zingaza. Gata sana Malawi or Zambia. That's because it is zero wezele. We pass around that is waite alana. Alate zivi zoka mbase. So you see that kuru wafaza waza. But otherwise, that's why you watengu retire watenga. So wako mbaka wako watendo rima. You understand what I say?
I was a man.
Chavo ndicho kugona kuita kuti nokureva nhema nokufabrikika nyaya nekuti asi ndo basa ravo azvaidza havana zvavashamboti bachira nazvo complete havana.
Naika. Aiwa, ndinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Is very skeptical that they can be taught anything, you know, and do anything diplomatically because they already shown their true colors and diplomacy is not going to come anywhere near these guys.
They're even if they're trained, right?
Yes.
So I think we've got another caller. Let's just see. I think that we've got Mr. Mananda.
Jina wa Mananda parunare. Magadi ni kwa Mananda?
Ndiri kwa Magadi wawa. Ndiri kwa Magadi kwa Amerika. Nchiti mwese mesero. Ariku chukakasia. Naniwa ariku mwusha. Mbichi tuvo ndine urombo shukuru nukura sikibu wakupe nukura vanu wakafari wakafari
chokwadi, chokwadi aywa chitese mbushuka iya aywa chinote na shukuru taura
my take on this issue of the reassignment of the three generals to civilian jobs in the diplomatic mission, I just wanted to say it's not happened, it has never been happening in Zimbabwe alone. It is an issue that has been happening to so many countries in the whole world, depending on their credibilities and what they are capable of, what they can do for the country. It is also the discretion of the president if he saw that they deserve to pay. But rather, if there are some obstacles that we see they cannot make it, I think it's for us also as Zimbabweans to correct the mistake, because president as an individual, he is a human. He can also make a mistake. I remember in his time of inauguration, I think he once said, I'm a president of the people, we have to listen to the people. He can always listen to the people. But for us to start by condemning, even if they can be assigned to a diplomatic mission, it's not about the start in Europe. They might start here in Africa. And from time to time, their weak standard will be also observed. That is what I believe. Mm-hmm. I think we need to have the support. For the reason beyond that, I think the president is thinking of building also a new military, which has got the new generation that is coming into the military, maybe back in the early 80s until today. of all those to reward the of the ex Zanda forces and Zika forces to give them other parties to participate in the regional and continental and worldwide. And that is my take, and that is my observation.
Yes.
We need to support and to see if we can come up with something as Zimbabwe, rather to always make it.
You mentioned.
Yes. Maybe you want to, can you hold him 1 second?
Can you? I have a question for you. Just hold on. Eh?
Yeah, just hold on 1 second. Mr. Mananda, don't go away. Eh? Let's get Mr. Chief Chirandu. Chief Chirandu, are you there on the line? Yeah, Chief Chirandu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
1 minute, can we have a quick reaction to what Mr. Mananda is saying? You know, he seems to be saying you guys are just condemning for the sake of condemning these generals. 1 minute.
The problem is these people are coming from a system which we cannot even support.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem is. We can't say let's give these people an opportunity, let's give them a chance, they can do well, whatever. Because where they're coming from is where the problem is. The root cause of the problem is the system from which they are being bred, you know. Well, that's where the problem is. We cannot have the situation where they say, no, they'll do good. You can't say, Manaonyoka, na poison. Manaonyoka, no, to rumba, to put uraya off it. So, it's wrong. What is wrong is wrong, you know.
Yeah, your minute.
Thank you. We are coming from the wrong system, so we can't support them.
Yeah, your minute is up. Let's have Mr. Moyo, Baba Moyo. Umzwile lapho ekhuluma uMananda uthi lina elikhulumayo ukuthi labe libonga ugcona nje ukuthi la ngamasotsha nje benza lokhu lalokhu alikhangela okuphambili phela ngokuthi kwakho uMananda
into khona lapha ukuthi lapho sivela khona kuniwe kakhulu ngamasotsha kuyakhumbula ngo 2008 almost 2000 people were killed in 1983-84 people were killed by soldiers. Khathesi futhi mhlaka 1 August sokuphela ama-elections. People were killed by soldiers. Khathesi kuma-demonstrations, people were killed by soldiers. Then these people qualified to be diplomats. In which way?
Mm-hmm.
A diplomatic meeting is an honorable job. How do you honor a murderer?
Yeah, mana kulapho sikubamba. Sikubamba umlomo. Yeah. Sikubamba
ikamba yaphungolile, sigcwele igazi, izandla zawo ziyopha.
Ye, bese kunika umzuzu sibili ukuthi uphendule, sesingabuyela kuMananda, umbuze ngesishona, khonapho-ke, ungakhona ukukhulunywa.
Ya, vaMananda, ndoda kubvunza, mataura mchiti mimi, vaMnangagwa vakataura kuti vanoteerera zvido zvavanhu. Kana makatarisa pane zvaitika kusvika pari zvino, mungati president vanga vachiteerera kuti vanoteerera here zvinodiwa navanhu
mazvita mukana wokuteerera kwapuresident unogona kusaonekara nekuda kwepuresha yakawanda yenyika nzara yaruma mumusha vana vanoda kutya vana vanoda kuenda kuchikoro vana vanoda uniform izvozvo zvine zvakatarisiwa vana baba vomupisha varimoofisha kuti vaone kuti vana vavo vawana chikapo vane chiofiso zvinokwanisa kuti vanga vachirarama asizve kuti zvimwe izvozvo zvinenge zvichifamba kuti baba vo vakwanise kunobudirira kwavanoenda kana kunoshuzha kwavanoda kunotsvaga chikapo vanokwanisa kuwana rutsigiro rwokuti murume uyu zvamunomona akadai tigererai mumamana medu hatina hedu kunge takaonawo chakaipa chaanoita ungo munhu munhu uye zvaanoitawo zvinogona kusafadza vanhu nezvimwewo zvinofadza vanhu ndo saka ndichigara ndichi tarisai muoneko zvinova hwande nemi va
ndatikangamwegore
ratatinosvika pakati pekuti tichingopopota rigopera tichipopota tabudisei by the end of the day kana tisina kupa purezidendi kana wokuti president these are the issues that we wanted to do as Zimbabweans can't we take this direction
makatere rao tachinoda kuchitori ndendo kuti nyika iwana kufamba chaka pate na pamochete condemnation ya tiri kweta it's not gonna pay us any price. Here regardless of the pain for the Zimbabweans that they are going through, in an undefined situation in Remonica. Kana zvese zvakaitika previously hazvifadzi hakuna munhu anofarira kana angatembedza upenyu hwatiri kurarama kuzvara nhasi senyika but ndiri kuti nyika yedu inogona kungochinja sei kana tikatora direction ino hunhu humwe chete ende zvinhu zvese zvine reconciliation zvinogadziriswa vanhu vachibatwa nemhosva kuti iwe wakaita ichi iwe wakaita ichi asi tiine one direction nemuono umwe chete. This is my belief, and that is what I think is going to be the case for all of us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I think it's very clear there. Mm-hmm. So let's go straight to Mr. Unfortunately, there's a chance to take what dropped off, mm-hmm. you know, his phone. So let's go back to Chief Chirandu. So in rounding up our discussion today, so when you hear Mr. Mananda speaking like he's doing right now, that's a ZANU-PF kind of perspective in terms of how things happen in Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, what's the way forward, you know, for Zimbabwe? Since we are in a fix, Mr. Chief Chirandu.
I think, well, we are not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. We don't seem to be heading towards a point where we say things are getting better. It seems we are just observing and seeing mistakes being made one after another. Mm. And there is no hope inside where we say today we are talking positively about what is happening in the country. It's all about the wrong things happening. And unfortunately, we have some Zimbabweans who tend to, you know, praise and worship people who are not doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we have a problem. That's our major problem. That our perspective, the way we see things, is actually different. There are people who have a soft stance over wrong things, totally wrong things, and I wonder sometimes you really you feel hurt and pained that you still have people among us who believe it's very unfortunate.
Thank you.
Currently, as we speak, we have a disaster in Zimbabwe where mining is illegal. Those Makorokoza have been trapped underground. And if you look at the images that are coming from there, these are pre-civilization efforts being made, not by the government, but even by people. People who are just trying, who are concerned, who are people, the miners have died underground. We don't see anything. We are in some countries outside Zimbabwe where if there was such an incident, we would see rescue efforts, equipment having been pulled and brought on site to show that people are in solidarity with the disaster that has struck the country.
Yes,
but not like that. And you still have people who are supporting a system which has killed people.
Chief Chirandu, thank you so much. See you, Ubaba Clement Moyo. Bawa moyo ngamafu chanji 30 seconds kuba kona poke
baba Dube.
Mm-hmm.
Abantu vatuka ngutaba nguti masotoza izani siyaizonda.
Mm-hmm.
Ino shine ngaitiyo nalo asibazoni sanga kavena kuti saba support sakotoza lo ongaba supportive akati sikasiboni chini chese laba supportela yondele ngaku.
Mm-hmm.
But this commission yokuti ngisisi kubulawa kwabantu vamotsakala izimali vatatu sikati veinvestigate kwenziwa ama recommendations kasiboni okulandela lokhu okwenziwa nguhulumeni. So sicabangela thina ukuthi kutsho ukuthi abantu labo babulawa ngabo bafikabetwinza manje kulala ngani baphinde
baphindesiyabonga
babulala bani
hayi isikhathi tu baba Moyo. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Charles Mtsekwa of the MTC Alliance, Chief Chirandu, a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army, Mr. Mananda, our usual caller, and now he's become a prominent guy here on the show, and then Mr. Clement Moyo, a human rights activist. I wish to say have a nice, nice evening. This is Gibbs Juba in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until we get together again on another subject, please take care. Good night.